welcome. No, you. You're not part of our intro.
Well, I don't know. You haven't informed me.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
And welcome to
Mind Body Stuff.
I'm Kaylee.
I'm Bernice.
See, he doesn't ever listen to our podcast, so he doesn't even know how our intro goes.
That's not exactly correct.
Just changing people's lives, but I guess you're not interested.
Our husbands. I guess they don't care.
That's fine. I just talked about my depression the other day.
Well, we're off to a typical start. We are excited to have my husband of how many years? 11? 11 years. And our little daughter, Frankie. So hopefully she's not too whiny.
What's Frankie, your husband's Frankie. Name?
Oh, good question. His name is Rob.
Rob Lindner.
Rob Lindner. That's how she always says our last name. Lindner. Because she says I can't say it right.
She says
Lindner.
They're always like checking in for the airplane or the restaurant. And she's like, Kaylee Lindner.
I don't say it like
and
that.
They're all like, Lindner? Lindner?
Lindner.
No. Lindner. Lindner.
I think you have to go at it with more of like a German mindset.
Lindner.
Lindner.
Lindner. Yeah.
Lindner.
Talk yeah. Lindner.
Yeah. Lindner.
It is Robert Lindner.
He is here with us today.
He is here. Welcome, Robert.
Welcome. Welcome into our
Willkommen to our podcast. Auf Deutsch bitte.
Auf podcast.
I have two phrases in German. You want to hear them?
Oh, yeah.
Rob loves them. Was machst du in deine Freizeit?
What do you do on your free time?
Yes. Ich komme zur Schule mit dem Auto.
I go to the school with my car.
God, you're good. Oh my God, you're so good at languages.
I had German in 7th and 8th grade. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, anyways. Onto our special
Rob's
guest.
Very excited to be here.
I am. I'm honored to be here.
Well, we're honored to
we're
have you.
We're excited to have you
You're
here.
Our first male guest.
Really?
Yeah.
Monday is Mikey.
Monday's Mikey. He's Mikey trying Monday. To say no, but
I'm not well, he him. Should he should be scared because I'm going to ask him when he's
he
going to propose.
He doesn't know that. He doesn't know that yet.
Oh, well, he's going to find that out on Monday. No, I'm going to surprise him with it.
But he listens to every podcast, I'm sure, so.
Listen to everyone. Okay. Maybe listen to four of them. Yeah. He likes our podcast, so he's always giving me feedback like, I like that you don't have a recorded intro. He's like, you sound like Seth Rogen or whatever those famous people are.
That's a
famous
great compliment.
People. Thank you.
He's very funny.
Yeah,
so,
he's funny.
How do you want to start this?
Well, so we have a series of questions, or not questions, we just want to know more about Rob Lindner and his relationship with Kaylee Lindner.
You're loving this, aren't you?
Oh my God, I love it.
We're here with the Lindners.
And, you know, just trying to figure out, you know, who Rob Lindner is and this the power behind the priestess.
How much time do we have?
Oh gosh.
In fact, that was one of the, we just taught class this morning, and one of the ladies in class asked, you know, I'm just curious how Rob handles all the accolades or attention Kaylee gets because her husband's this famous, like, I don't know.
Oh, Rob has used her husband.
Yeah, a famous bone surgeon or joint surgeon.
Oh, Dr. Price.
Dr. Price.
Yeah.
So she said it's hard for her because she goes out to dinner a lot and everyone's like, Dr. Price, Dr. Price, what about my elbow? Dr. Price, look at my knee. Is it swollen oddly? So she's just like, I wonder how Rob is. Does that happen to you where, you know, you feel.
Oh, yeah. And there's overflow, too, right? I just introduced someone to Frankie. She's like, oh, I know. I've seen her on Facebook. And, you know, people come up to me and like, and you're Rob. I'm like, yes, I am. And it's certainly we stand and bask in the glory of Kaylee. But
Shut
it's
up.
Wonderful. Like,
you're being sarcastic.
I'm being a little bit over the top, but it's not, you know, untrue. Like, you have a glow about you. You do lead in a way and serve in a way that people very much appreciate. And so it's wonderful to see that positive feedback and a little bit of return, kind of paying it forward, the excitement and love that you share.
You have a glow about you. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that.
I'm pregnant again.
Oh, how did that happen? She's always glowing. She's one of those people.
Oh, I'm not interviewing. Sorry. Oh, but look at me trying to control this situation.
Yeah, and she's trying to breastfeed the baby at the same time.
I'll be quiet for a second.
I also was wondering, like, when you first met Kaylee, how old were you guys when you met?
I was probably 23.
No, I was 19. You were 21.
21.
21, close.
Yeah.
And did you, you know, once you started dating.
Oh, it was 2003. Yes.
Once you started dating more seriously, Did you know, did you have an inkling that she was going to be like who she is? Like, you know, she's kind of a powerful lady.
Yeah. I mean, she's always been a force, but it wasn't quite clear like what her passion was going to be. Mm-hmm. So she pursued, she dug deep, she explored, and she was definitely on a mission, and that was pretty inspiring. And I think she's continuing on down that path with a very clear vision now. But did I know early on? No, I didn't know that she was going to get to this level. It's inspiring.
And when did you start to suspect that she was?
I think after she had explored a few different paradigms of, you know, self-actualization through movement, it seemed like she was still seeking something that was the right fit for her. And when she started incorporating, you know, choreography of her own to songs with her dance background and rooting that deeper in kind of the chakras, it seemed like she was piecing together a lot of things that people enjoyed in a unique way. And it was quickly, I think, clear that she was on something really powerful.
Really powerful. Mm-hmm. And that, would you say that was before Ula?
Yeah.
That was before Ula.
Yep. I mean, Ula was almost a new iteration of what she had been working towards, maybe clearer and more defined, and it's just been refined over time.
You sound so serious and very nice. He's not always this nice to me, you guys.
I'm trying to be on my best behavior.
He's pretty nice, though. He seems always so friendly.
He's very friendly.
I am friendly. Yeah.
So, can I ask a question?
Yes, you may.
This is so my personality. Look at me. I just dropped the baby off with Julie, so now I'm back.
Getting
well,
close.
You're good at
and
questions.
I'm getting in close.
She should have, if her other iteration, if this doesn't work, the Ula thing, I'm telling her, I tell her every time, you should be a journalist or a writer.
I'm just a very curious person.
You are
curious. That's why
you think of so many questions, like those journalists, you know, they're sitting in those whatever news things, and they're constantly like, well, how about when you started the business back in 1985? And they're like, what does that mean? Geez, how do you even think of that question?
Well, I think I'm very curious. And I think maybe this is why Ula continues to be interesting for me, because I just keep asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just keep asking. I just feel like I'm a seeker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really like to, learn as much as I can. So, we're out in the, you know, we just taught a class right now at 9:30, and Rob was in the back office with Frankie. And like when we teach, I do a lot of like female empowerment type talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was just thinking, like, if Rob is listening in the back office, like how it feels to you when you hear me saying that and knowing, like, I don't know, like how much I actually do like rely on you at home, you know? And like if that seems interesting to you, that so much of like what I stand for and what I talk about and what I'm passionate about, like do you see that reflected in our home life as well?
Good question.
Yeah, I mean, you bring home at the most basic level the positive energy from your classes in the studio. You're playing music, you're dancing, you're getting the rest of the family to listen to music and dancing sometimes. The songs on repeat more than we would like. But I would say also that, you know, at home, there's a strong role of leadership in many times in our household.
Mm-hmm.
And
that I have?
That you have. Sometimes I have it.
Just wanted to clarify.
Yeah. It depends on who's, you know, feeling that vibe that day. But it's a team approach.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's nice. You know, you don't always have to be on. You can rely on the other person to take the reins if you need to. And so, you know, I think that's empowering. I think we're more powerful as a team than we would be either of us trying to be the leaders all the time.
But I don't preach teamwork.
Nope.
So how do you reconcile that when my mission is like empowering women. And my mission isn't about finding necessarily balance between the male and the female, but I feel like at our house, it very much is about that. So I, maybe this is more a question that I'm toying with personally, but I'm curious for you as my husband.
Oh, I think the gender roles can be dropped, or even the titles themselves. It's more about who we are as individuals and what our strengths and weaknesses are.
Oh, you're so good.
And I would say you don't necessarily preach teamwork, but you preach community. I mean, that's what its heart, right, is the community.
Right.
And so at home, we have our own community, and you and I work together to create the community we want in that space.
All right.
Mm. Wow, that's very, very nice. Mm-hmm. Nice community teamwork.
Excellent, yeah. Say a little more.
Say, repeat it again, Bernice.
Oh, those catchwords.
Do you need me to ask the question, or are you going to?
That is awesome. One of the questions that kept coming up from the ladies in our out in Ula world, which I think is a really viable. It's a question that I keep coming back to for our participants and for myself. Is what it's like do you feel like...
Get it out.
Do you feel like you're second fiddle to Ula? Like a lot of the husbands out in the Ula world feel like they're, you know, been abandoned.
No, this question came up when we said, what do you want us to ask the husbands?
Yeah.
So many people said this. I think a lot of husbands feel like...
Ula is dominant.
Taking over their wives.
Yeah.
And then, like literally one of the questions says, know their perspective on losing their wives to Ula.
Okay. That's an interesting question. I think that I wouldn't say I've lost you to Ula. It's kind of like saying, you know, we've had three kids now and I've lost you to our children. It's not, we don't all play or fill the same roles and spaces in your life. So, you know, it's more like I share you with others who are involved in Ula, just as I share you with our children. And I would say I'm quite comfortable because I have things that I want to do. That
he doesn't want to hang out with us, with me, is I think
that's
the answer.
How my husband is too.
That, I think all of your husbands out there actually want to hang out with your wives.
Yeah,
maybe our
are like, thank God, leave the house.
They're like, oh, good, she's busy again.
I think I'm gonna go for a run now. I'm like, oh well, bye bye, finished work now. If you want to hang out,
hello, Mike.
But your joyful activities are within your workspace, and
that's
true. Mike's are to a certain degree, and mine are to a certain degree. As well, but there are other things that the activities that I really enjoy that you don't necessarily want to be part of.
Correct.
And so we give each other the freedom to do those things in our absence.
I think a lot of other husbands get annoyed about how much their wives talk about Ula, which I know you've been very annoyed about that in the past.
I think it's when we're in a situation where that's all we talk about. Just as you would be if I just talked about my work and friends. And and not to say that I don't feel involved in Ula or the community. I mean, it's an incredibly welcoming space. That's what's so beautiful about it. But there's times where, you know, I'd like a little variety in the subject matter. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that makes sense.
And I don't mind that it's repetitive either. I mean, this is what you do for work. I love hearing about it. It is, as I said before, inspiring. And there's some incredible stories that come out of it. And you speak with such excitement about it. It's like, why would I want to tamp that down? It allows you to be your best you. So why should I stand in the way?
Because you're so passionate about it.
She's passionate.
I really like that part.
I like the passion that comes with Ula.
I'm kind of jealous of all the ladies out there who are like, my husband's jealous of Ula. I'm like, really?
Well, and
maybe mine should be.
And like sometimes when I'm dancing around the house, I'm like, why aren't you watching me? Don't I look hot when I'm doing this? And he doesn't even look at me. Like, he won't even look over. I'm like, hey, do you like this move? And he's like, yeah, that's cool.
That's nice. You're dancing. I know. I was doing Walk Me Home the other day. Me and Joe, my daughter, were practicing. And I'm all emotional. I'm like, walk me home in the dead of night. I'm just singing and, like, acting it out. And I look in the corner of my eye. I'm like, I'm sure he's watching me now. But he's just, like, watching basketball over on the downstairs TV. And I was like, he's not even watching this incredible moment. The same thing. Like, I'm spilling my soul here. Nothing. Nada. I'm like, how's that? Whatever. It's a good game. Warriors are winning. Great. Good job. Thanks. Enjoy. Maybe that's the balance, though.
Maybe that's the balance. We marry men who don't care about us so we can do what we want to do.
We have a lot of time to focus. Actually, we're all...
Give you a lot of space.
We're all very independent.
Yes, maybe. You can go to Mexico one more time.
Darn.
A week? 2 weeks? How long do you need to
be
away?
How long are you gone for? Because I was thinking of doing a river trip for about a month, so...
Yeah, it turns out I need to fly on a long international trip.
Very long. I'm taking my son with me.
I thought another cool question was, like, why do you think – this is kind of a two-part question, but why do you think ULA is so popular with women as opposed to men? And do you have any ideas on how to help men as ULA has helped women?
Well, that's a good question. That's good.
Yeah, that was interesting.
This is an excellent question. I'm not sure I will come up with a reasonable answer, but – I mean, thinking from my own perspective, I'm not as free in my body as I feel like a lot of people are. And so it's probably a reason I should come to ULA more often. But I'm not as inclined to make myself look silly and let go. So maybe for me, it's a little bit more of like a composure thing.
Like ego?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It fits into that sense. And
let's just call a spade, shall we?
Like ego.
Let go of the ego, right?
Let go.
But then there's times that I do it as well. So I suppose I should come more often. Why other guys don't do it? I don't know. I think in my free time, I like to be outside. That's a big part of it for me. I like fresh air. I like sunshine or the elements. And so it's just not where I choose to like pursue my physical.
Inside.
Yeah.
Inside a building. Is not.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you – so, okay. Well – that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I think Mike's the same.
He does.
Yeah.
He likes to stay outside.
Yeah. He's like, what a beautiful thing. Chosen outdoor pursuits as, you know, the activities we're passionate about.
We'll look at it through the window of the studio.
But in many ways, it's fitting, right? Because you guys are looking inside, like, your inner spirit selves, lack of better terms. And so, you know, it doesn't matter what your setting necessarily is. You can do it anywhere.
It's true. That's true. I don't need a mountain or a river or a forest.
Yeah. The activities that we've chosen to pursue are often very place-based.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good point.
So I feel like I'm going to get a little serious now.
Mm-mm.
I feel like you and I in our partnership, it's really important for us to make a positive impact and to create change.
Yes, absolutely. I think that's our combined focus.
And the way that we've kind of been describing it lately is like, I want to change people's hearts and you want to change their like
relationships,
their habits, kind of.
Yeah. Their habits would be changed as a result of them.
Can you,
and their relationship to the world maybe.
Yeah. Not just with other in like people, but also their place.
Can you, describe once and for all what you do for a job? Because when people ask you, I say, I don't. No.
That's good.
So can we get this on recording so I can listen and learn?
And then we can tell everybody,
and then I'll,
too.
I promise I'll play it back a few times so I can figure this out.
Yes.
Can you tell everyone what you do?
Yeah, I would say that...
I'm going to go get a snack. This may take about 10 minutes.
No.
I work with a number of companies that are at heart related to conservation, and they're approaching a different physical and timescales. And so something may be as simple as ranching and looking at the land management components of that, and that's a family operation, versus looking at or building systems to help people understand their relationships with their community, with their local environment, with food, with consuming products, and you know, how do they use that information to understand how to operate in a more efficient manner so that it's building more resiliency and sustainability in not only their lives, but their community's lives as well.
Okay.
I like that. I still don't know what that
so
is.
So when I'm supposed to tell people what you do.
Okay. So more practically.
Yes.
What do you do?
That's the essence.
Yes, that's the essence.
That's the essence. Yes. Sorry. No, I'm sorry I didn't answer your question.
No, it was good. It was good.
But when people say, what does your
what
husband
do?
I can't say that.
It was like a global answer. And now what would be the seminal answer?
So what do I tell people when they say, what does
Rob do?
Explicitly.
Yeah. Help my family with the land management of our ranching operation. Manage some real estate and looking into affordable housing and sustainable construction. Also have this online platform building organization that helps people explore their communities and their local region's wealth. What are the strengths? What are the weaknesses? How do you work better together? And then we have an outdoor education organization that works mostly in developing countries. Helps people have gainful employment, meaningful employment in the sustainability industry. Outdoor.
In like third world countries,
yeah, developing
too.
Third world countries. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay. So you guys all heard it. Never ask me that again.
Now you have it. Hard to repeat. You can listen to this podcast. We'll just reference this podcast in the future if you ask.
I am interested going back a little bit. It actually is a really big issue for a lot of women who do ULA. Their relationship with their husbands changes the more they get into ULA.
Yes.
And I am curious.
And you may not even be aware, like you're not aware of that. Like is that shocking to you or?
No.
But no. Do you feel like our relationship changed as I got more into, or maybe this is a better question for Mike. I don't know. But like, do you feel like ULA changed me or changed our relationship? And how would you like, what advice would you give to men? Because I think a lot of women are going to ask their husbands to listen to this podcast. Like, what advice would you give men whose women have found
ULA? What about the women folk? What are they doing over there in that valley over there with their men?
If their wives have found ULA and then now they feel kind of like, oh my God, what's happening to my wife? She's always, you know, been a certain way and maybe I'm seeing her change.
She's
like
dancing around the living room.
She's gone more. She's going to spend the whole weekend doing ULA.
She listens to top 40 music.
We always hang out as a family on the weekends. Like, and now she wants to be going to this class on Saturday mornings. Like, what kind of advice do you give to men who are experiencing this change?
Well, to go back to the earlier component of the question, I would say, yeah, I've seen you change through time and I think ULA has been a big source for that change. And yeah, I would say though that it's been really positive change. And so I think if for anyone whose partner might be exploring ULA and changing through ULA, I suppose we have to accept that we all change through time, regardless of, you know, what those factors are, or the effectors are, things that are changing our partners could be positive or negative. And in this case, I think it's overwhelmingly positive. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's not necessarily about the quantity of time we may spend together in any given day. If it's that's kind of that pull that ULA is, you know, having on partners where they may be dancing more, going to more classes, but it's more about the quality of the time perhaps. And if you're looking at that, maybe it's pretty clearly, at least in our case, worth it. Like to have a happy, healthy partner, that's worth, you know, giving up a little bit more time to you exploring ULA or the community.
Yeah. I think that's a great
point. Have a happy, healthy partner.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me. Like, you know, I wouldn't go for a while. And then finally, Mike would be like, you know, should you go to ULA today?
Absolutely.
And I'm like, no, why? Yeah. I'm fine.
How dare you say that?
I think I need something.
That's awesome.
So maybe that's how you should, ladies out there, women folk, women ULA folk, should just not go for like a day or two and then you'll have them begging for you to go.
Become a heinous monster.
Please, Cassandra, you need to go to ULA.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Can we give a fun fact?
Oh, yeah.
Rob and Bernice have the same birthday.
That's right.
Yes, we do. July 24th.
Don't you think that's why we all kind of understand each other a little bit?
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably part of it, right?
I mean, don't you? Well, I have a strong partnership with you.
Both
obviously,
of us.
You're my husband, but with you also. Mm-hmm. And don't you think it's just kind of quit looking at this? I know I have my necklace is really tangled up into my hair and Bernice has this horrendous look on her face and is just staring at it. Okay, I know it's there. Stop. You're terrible.
I didn't think you would notice.
Yeah, of course.
We're
your eyes get so big and bulgy and you're so awkward. And you stop moving. And your mouth drops. You think I wouldn't notice that?
It's like a dog would see a squirrel.
It's a family habit. It's the Brown family habit where we'll be somewhere and then everyone's like, you're staring. I'm like, what? And I don't even know I'm doing it. And my daughter does it too. Now I'm like, Joe, you've just stared at that man for 5 minutes with your mouth open. And she's like, I did? I'm like, yeah, you did.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
I didn't even know I was doing that right then. That's how bad a she,
stop. Quit talking about it. I'm trying to be quiet about this.
She broke it.
No, I didn't.
But yeah, what were we talking about? Right there?
That we share the same birthday.
Oh, yeah, the same birthday.
You
birthday.
Work well with both of us, and then we just innately get each other.
Yeah, we totally get each other. Like,
we're also the youngest in our family, so.
We are. All of us.
Yeah.
All of us are the babies, and Mike, too.
And Mike,
it's
too.
Unfortunate. Right now in our relationship. We'll talk about that on Monday.
Save that one for Monday.
They're fighting. If you can't tell.
Sometimes I want someone to be the older one.
Oh, to be like, I'll take care of the situation.
Yeah, I want the person like to be the old one that just, yeah, I'll take care of it. Yeah. Here's the plan.
Do you do that?
I do it if there's a void, I'll do it.
Yeah.
But it's not your natural.
I get grumpy about it.
Yeah.
He's not doing it.
Yeah.
So let's ask some questions to Rob real quick.
Oh, you're going to do the quick questions
speed round?
Now?
Okay.
Speed round.
Speed round. Ready for speed round?
What do you do now, Rob? You have to just say yes or no.
No, they're just like really quick questions.
My work again, so.
What do you do? Rob, shorter and faster and more efficient.
What's your seminal answer to that?
Would you describe Kaylee as serious or silly?
Silly.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh.
Do you think I come off as serious?
Yeah, you come off as serious.
But at home, I'm silly.
Yeah, I mean, you could be serious at times too, right?
But my more natural at-home
You prefer
attitude,
to be silly?
I prefer to be silly.
Yeah. Prefers to be silly.
Yeah. Well... But then I feel like most people would be surprised by that answer.
Oh, I think so, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, when you're in work mode or you've got
when
some
you're organizing
when I'm
time-oriented tasks.
Don't get in her way, but she's like a choo-choo train.
That's right.
Yeah, she's
I'm
like
a
choo-choo train.
Okay.
When she's not being silly, she's a choo-choo train.
What is my most annoying quality?
Verbalists.
Verbalists. Okay.
Verbal lists.
Rob, first we need to do this, and then you're going to do that, and don't forget to pick up this.
Verbalist.
She's a verbalist. She talks.
Yeah. I'm like,
I would prefer she doesn't not speak.
I'm like, what an interesting term, verbalist.
Could you just write that down, please?
She's a verbalist. No, she does a lot of verbal lists.
Listing.
I do.
Lists.
And anyone who works with me has to just accept that I do verbalist because that's how I stay sane.
And it's not inappropriate either. It's actually like a good, like, hey, we're communicating on what we need to get done. I appreciate that.
And for me, my mom does it.
Yeah, that's...
So it's just like a reiteration.
You're just used to it.
She's constant, like, this is what's for dinner. We'll be meeting at 6:30. You'll be there at 4:30. It's all verbalist in the morning.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. But I have to do them because you're very forgetful.
Well, it's true. So it's not...
I'm forgetful,
it's
too.
It's probably why it bugs me is because I actually do need it.
Because you need it.
But you do it repetitively.
I'm so glad we got that recorded.
Yeah. But you do it repetitively. That's the problem. It's not always for me.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
No. Good point.
Yeah. Okay. That was my most annoying quality. What is my best quality?
Sexiness.
That's a good one. Best quality. This is supposed to be speed round too, isn't
speed
it?
Speed round.
Yeah.
Quick.
I
my
think
ass.
You're yeah, are you talking physical? Spiritual? I think your devotion to exploration, your curiosity.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm devoted. And it doesn't have to, well, I am devoted to you, but I love that it's not about you. Thank you for choosing a quality of me that is for me.
And so, yeah, maybe it's your drive, right? Your drive.
And your drive.
Self-exploration and sharing what you're discovering with others.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Who's your favorite daughter?
Oh, that's bad.
Well, it is Piper's birthday
You
tomorrow,
better say Piper.
So I feel like it's her, you know. It's Piper, clearly, right?
It's
she's
clearly
gonna be
Piper.
Too.
Oh my
Piper
God,
just
that
cracks me
so
up because she's got these funny looks on her face sometimes.
Yeah. She's gifted. She's
like Huxley's
hilarious.
So cute, and then
and
Piper
sweet.
Will be like, "All what?"
Yeah,
and
I mean, the real answer is it just depends on any given moment who's my favorite. They all have wonderful qualities, and they can all be very challenging.
That was a joke,
well.
But yes,
yeah.
Yes, and Frankie is very cute, by the way.
So speaking of daughters, somebody also asked what your views are on raising young feminists, boys and girls. How do you like how important that is to you? How do you feel about it? Do you think we're doing a good job? Do you like what are your views on that?
Yeah, I'm not well read on feminism, and I suppose my
but on Marxism, but not feminism.
Yeah, well,
I am on the theory of relativity. However, feminism, not so much.
String theory, maybe. But
I guess, you know, Marxism isn't far off from the fact that I feel like everyone deserves like equal. Everyone deserves to be treated equally. Everyone deserves equal portion of attention, of resources. Everyone has the should have the ability to be who they are and not be subject to, you know, the oppression of others. And so that's probably similar to what feminism is. I just from a
sure.
Yeah.
You don't have to read about it to feel it.
Exactly.
So how do you feel about raising little, like, how do you want to raise your daughters? What's important to you?
Opportunity, providing the opportunity for them to be who they feel they want to be, to explore the world, to figure out where they
I thought you
be
said
in
we
it.
Can't do international flights anymore because of the
well, it
carbon
doesn't mean
footprint.
Necessarily in a physical sense either.
Well, you could take a rowboat.
In 3 years.
You can Google
it. You can do the sailboat. Those people that do the sailboats around the world. Now, some families die doing that.
Yeah.
Just a handful.
That's not really a family strength.
Yeah.
Sailing.
Well, I want to tell a cute story about Rob. So, obviously, having 3 kids has been, like, just kind of a lot lately. But we're figuring it out. But anyways, Rob just has, like, meetings all day long, basically. That's what I feel like his job is. It's just a lot of meetings all day long.
That's not true.
I know, but that's how I feel. And the other day, I'm like, who are you meeting with? And you're like, what's the bike? What's his role? You don't have to say his name, but what's his role?
Ben
White. No, don't say his name.
Oh, jeez.
You don't need to say his name. It's okay. Just say his role.
He's the pedestrian and cycling director for the city of Missoula.
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 Missoula for Missoula.
So I was like, well, why are you meeting with him? Like, what is the purpose of you meeting with this man who's in charge of, like, cycling around town? And he was like, well, I want a good future for our daughters. Like, he wants to help this town out so that when our kids grow up, they have a great community to grow up in. And I feel like that's just kind of where your heart is. You're
and
always
access,
thinking about,
you know, cycling access, don't you?
Sure.
Think?
Yeah. I just feel like you're always kind of thinking about the greater community. And that's one of the things that I really, really love about you is you're not selfish. And even though it's not like Ula is, you know, like contributing financially to our family and stuff, you always say, or when I'm down about, like, you know, oh man, like I'm just like still not making money doing this and blah, 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 blah. Then you always say, yeah, but your social contribution is so valuable. And I just love that you say that. I love that you, part of what his job is, which he didn't really describe, is trying to shift how we look at what wealth means. So the wealth of an area, like how is the community? What is the trail access, the bike accessibility, all of that stuff. And I just love that you value like the social contribution so much.
Yeah, I to describe it, there's, you know, all sorts of different components to wealth. It's not just monetary. So do you have a community where you feel safe, where you can pursue your passion, where you can speak your voice? Do you have access to education? Those things are incredibly important.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the natural components as well, you know, where you get your materials and where can you get fresh air? Do you have access to
outdoors or to parks or are they easy for you to get to?
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, nutritious opportunities as well. These things all allow people to be better and to really, I think, contribute to their communities in the best way possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a lot of what you guys do in Ula, right? It's also helping them decide and feel empowered to be themselves and how they want to interact with their community.
That's a great segue because I was just thinking, we just did a podcast last week or the week before about what is Ula, because we've been having such a hard time describing what is Ula and also what is it that we do because it is also, you know, it's also a weird thing to describe what we do.
Yeah,
like my mom is just like, I don't know, what are you dancing in Mexico? You got a radio
dancing again.
Radio station. Like she'll just roll her eyes. Like, oh, okay, great.
W-B-N-K.
Well, your sister's just written a big paper over in Cornell, and I'm just like, well, I'm just dancing in Mexico. So nice talking to you, Mom. Bye bye. Yeah. So I would be curious about how would you describe what it is that we do?
Okay. Well, I think you create a safe place for people to exercise not only their bodies, but their spirits, and to connect. And, you know, classically, like, our needs include the physiological, but also the kind of social and the spiritual. And you touch on all those things and allow people to get a do a little maintenance on all of that every day if they so choose. And that's powerful. And you're doing it not just here in the studio, but all over the U.S., internationally.
And that's why you let me travel.
And that's why let me.
That's why you let me
thank
travel.
Thank you for letting me travel, sir.
Thank you, husband.
Mr. Darcy, thank you for letting me travel.
Can I have a little money, too? Can I have a little money for my trip, please?
I'm grateful that you have the ability to travel to share with others and spread it. Yeah, it's so
even though you have to take the have all those kids,
all the children,
all those kids.
Yeah, I mean, I was partner to having all those children. I have to expect to take care of them at times.
Boom!
There you go, folks.
That's right.
He did help make those three
children.
He made
them. He can help take care of them.
They share half his genetic code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, very serious question: what is your favorite Ula song?
Oh, so many. So many to choose from. So many that I love. But again, in honor of the near birthday girl, I would probably say Shark in the Water.
She's obsessed with Shark in the Water.
Oh,
she requests it.
That is so weird.
Weekly, at least.
All the time. Because they do Baby Shark.
Baby Shark.
And then somehow it got... about Shark in the... Like Google, you know, you're like, hey, Google, play...
Shark something, and then it came up.
And now
she always asks for
that's how my Vimeo
Shark
is
in the Water.
It's like, say Shark, and then you
shark
get like,
in the water.
Shark in the Water!
That's how she asks for it.
Shark in the Water!
It's like, Piper, hold on. Piper, put Shark in the Water! Shark in the Water! It's like, Piper, hold on, please, give me just a minute.
Shark in the Water!
She knows what she wants.
What
she
is the baby
she's
shark?
She's not afraid to advocate for
too.
It.
But
oh
like,
my
son played Baby Shark in band in the fall. And they're all the kids knew it. And I'm like, what are you guys, what is this?
Apparently it's been around for years. Montana may be the last place for it to arrive.
Can we ask some fun questions now? These are all so serious.
I know.
So, what did you think about me when you first met me?
Well, remember.
I think we would both say that we found each other slightly annoying.
Oh, yeah, we did not like
each
other.
Because wasn't she dating your friend?
I was dating his roommate.
His roommate.
Whoa, that's not good for a podcast to hit your knee on the table.
But we did have fun.
Yeah.
Not you, we.
No, I'm saying, I'm repeating what he said.
In this podcast as well, we have had fun. I will not forget you, birthday twin.
We did, thank you.
But yes, I mean, as a household, we had lots of fun. Mm-hmm. And so I think we found each other less annoying over time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you think I was pretty?
No. Why would he marry someone who thinks ugly?
There's very little physical attraction in this relationship.
Very small.
True story. I'm kidding. Okay. What else do we want to know? As you're eating your muffin, come on, interviewer, get on your game.
I have serious questions.
Okay. Well, most people had serious questions for him, I feel like. Here's one. When did you know that Ula was it for me?
That was a good question.
When did you realize this was so much more than just a new thing that I was starting? Because if you guys didn't know this about me, before everything, I started a personal chef service called Nourish. Where I would go into people's homes and I would like cook them like a big pot of soup and a casserole and
nutritious meals.
Yeah. And it was all healthy organic meals. And so then I'd go and like stock their fridge and freezer for like a week or two of meals. So that was the first business I owned called Nourish. And then it was Bliss Moves. And then it was Ula. So how did you know that Ula was it? We've been together for a long time. We've lived in many different places and had many different jobs. So she is curious when you knew Ula was going to stick and that it was going to be bigger than just dance fitness or me teaching a dance class.
When it was going to stick.
Well, inquisitive listener. I believe two steps in that was you went through long intensive yoga training and then Nia training. And I think combined with your dance, we were referring this earlier, but without the labels, that's when you started to see a lot of those like things click, and you found something really unique that really lit you up and started to light other people up. Then we took a break. We took a little time out.
Not our relationship.
On life. And we traveled, Kaylee and I, together to Chile and Argentina for a number of months. And I think that gave us both a good time to step back and think about what we really wanted to be doing in life. Mm-hmm. And I think mine led to grad school and yours led to ULA. And if there's like a moment that stands out in my mind, it would be when you thought of the name and drew it on the beach on Isla Pascua.
Oh, cool. Easter Island.
Yeah.
Isla Pascua.
It was in, I believe, the sun was setting and there were moas. And we were the only people here on this incredible beach.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
I was probably off taking photos, trying to capture the beauty of the moment. And then I looked down and you had written out ULA in the sand.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I think it was at that moment that you decided that would be the name of this second iteration.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's awesome. I've never even heard that story.
Yeah, I have a photo.
I don't remember
somewhere.
That story.
She doesn't remember that story.
Oh, that's cool.
That's a good little piece of archive right there.
That is.
Yeah.
Oh, that's history.
That'll be on the
an ULA history.
Mind Body Stuff's greatest hits.
Mind Body Stuff. Well, that's cool. Thanks for teaching me about how ULA started.
I've got all sorts of ULA history. If you want to know, I'm going to be starting my own podcast, Rob's ULA's Bits.
ULA's and Bits.
ULA's and Bits. Bits of ULA.
ULA's Bits? Sounds gross.
ULA's Bits with Rob Lehner.
Rob Lehner. Anything else you want to know?
I just, one last time, do you think ULA has changed? I mean, how, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, you know, ULA was very much promoted as dance exercise in the beginning, even though that wasn't all that Kaylee was thinking about when she developed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in part because she didn't want to scare people off with talking about some of the more interpersonal components of the practice.
I don't think I was ready to talk about it yet.
And yeah, you hadn't formulated how you wanted to talk about it, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And so you gave yourself the time and probably with a lot of feedback from the community as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a group-led effort, but it's changed, no doubt.
Yeah.
And I think it's only become more useful and more powerful. And that's a wonderful thing. You have diverse classes now that touch on other components that people want or need or looking for. And that's a lot of it's through, you know, the group.
Yeah.
Teamwork.
How many times have you heard me say, I want to quit?
I think last count was 37. yeah, but it's usually fleeting.
Yeah. But don't you feel like you usually like, maybe not so much anymore, but like for a while there, I feel like it was you who always encouraged me to keep going with it when it got hard.
Yeah, well, that's what partners are for, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it was clear that while no day was easy, or not every day was easy, that the work you put into it deserved to be carried forth. And you were onto something that was really beneficial on a daily basis. I've told many people, like I can think of no one who has positive and immediate impact or gets more positive feedback on a daily basis than you. And it's, you know, bigger than that now, right? ULA as a community drives, is such a positive force in so many locations and changes people's days, changes people's lives on a regular basis that it would be hard for me to say, let's do something else.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing is it's not one person, you know, you've shared not just the love and the excitement, but the load with the community that you've built.
And Bernice.
Yeah. Right. Well, and so many others too, right?
Oh,
and there's some
huge
people who are, you know,
oh, yeah,
at the center of the activity and on a daily basis, and no doubt. I mean, everyone here at the studio that...
Oh, they buoy us up, totally.
For sure. Yeah, and so everyone gives and takes and works together to, you know, keep driving the
I couldn't agree with that train. More, actually. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just fall on me. And honestly, like I talk about all the time, it's bigger than me now.
Absolutely.
Like, I think if I were... It's a very selfish thing for me just to think about myself and my relationship with Ula at this point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like any decision that I make with Ula, I have to be very conscientious that it's not just me who it affects anymore. You know, I think in the first few years, it could be like, I don't want to do this anymore. Maybe I'll do
Let's
something
just
else.
Just drop that.
But now it's like, I have to think about other people in this, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's been such a good lesson for me because I don't like this is probably another annoying quality about me. I don't like to do things that are hard for me.
Oh, that is annoying.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
But you do a lot of hard stuff.
But I don't really like to do it.
Yeah,
and
but
so,
you still do it.
But
not always.
Not always.
I would never do it.
Well, you're doing it with me.
I know.
But it's like...
That's why we're good for each other. We have to drag each other along sometimes. It's like,
That's what a good partner does.
You find things that are hard, I find easy. And the things that I find are easy, you find hard.
Mm-hmm.
Same
Complimentary.
With you.
That's
like,
right.
I have a very similar type of partnership in that sense with both of you. It's these things are easy for me. I don't mind doing them.
Right.
You know? It's like, ask Rob to cook a dinner and it's done at like 9:30 the next morning. It takes so long to make a meal. You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, just... You, that was so nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, so just let me cook because I love it. It's super easy.
And it's not
I mean,
hard.
You like to cook.
And it's
that
not
just
stressful for you.
And it's not stressful for him,
it's
but it's like,
either,
he
but
just tinkers around and chops.
I maybe enjoy it too
you
much.
You kind of enjoy it too much, like extending the time.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But my point is, I like that about a good partnership. It's like, this is not hard for me. Let me do this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know?
And,
yeah.
it's, and being able to let go and be like, you know what? That's better for everyone if you take over that.
Yeah,
and
that
I'm
going to
go focus on this thing that I'm really good at.
Yeah.
How do you feel about, don't you feel like though it is kind of funny, and I'm the first to admit this, don't you think we kind of have sexist roles at home? Like I don't do any of the like shoveling or, you know, stuff like that. How do you feel about that?
I mean,
traditional role separation.
We have very traditional role separation.
We fit common patterns.
But I like the
but
female.
But they've been identified as
female
such,
jobs.
That's not uncommon.
I really like doing the more female
jobs.
Yeah,
as long
jobs.
As it's not like, it would be different if you were like, I really want a shovel. You
yeah,
know,
exactly.
Or,
it's not like
and I'm
I
like, no.
I'm the shoveler.
Yeah, I'm the man.
Yeah,
I shovel.
And I think that does happen in some relationships where it's like,
I know.
You know, the woman or the man isn't allowed. Or maybe the man's like, I love to cook.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and
yeah.
then like in my sister's relationship, her husband, he's the cook.
Right.
He's been cooking for forever.
Yeah, or if it was like you asked me, I've been cooking so much. Would
you
mind
cook?
Cooking and going and getting the ingredients and planning a meal? And if I said, no, that's your job.
Oh, yeah, that's a very different
job. That's not us. I'd be like, yes,
I
love food shopping and I like meal planning and I like to cook. Maybe it takes me a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
But
not efficient.
I do enjoy it. And it works.
Yeah. What's your favorite dance move of mine?
She's looking at him very coyly right now on a camera.
Well, that was a little bit of a dance move where you kind of flicked your hair and then looked over your shoulder.
Oh, that is. Woo.
She's really good at that
You
move.
Like that
That's
one?
That's like her best move.
Yeah.
Like the over-the-shoulder
yeah.
look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. Oh, mouth
and
open.
Then I open
oh,
my
mouth.
Mouth
open. Yeah, we can't even do that. Like my mouth isn't even open that wide.
Classically, there used to be a piece of gum in her back teeth always for that
Oh, he
one.
Always
oh.
Yeah.
In the old days.
When I was like 19, I always chewed gum, didn't I?
And then you'd smile with your mouth open, and there's the gum.
And there's the gum.
Yeah.
It's in all the pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Always had a piece of gum in my mouth.
Oh, gum. Now, gum, you know, people use gum for anxiety.
Oh.
It's a real helpful. So if you make the mouth salivate a little bit, like right before you give a speech, if you're nervous.
Or
interesting.
Somehow, join a podcast.
Or doing a podcast, have a little gum.
You've done great.
You did really good.
I didn't even have any gum.
Uh-oh.
And gum helps you lower your anxiety. It's a parasympathetic, or anyway, it lowers all the brain somehow. It's like, we've got saliva, we're fine.
Both of these people are so smart, too. I'm always like, what are we talking about?
The saliva neutralizes the acids in your mouth, so it's good for your dental health.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I have a lot of saliva.
Everyone. Everyone, thank Rob for being such a great partner and encouraging and letting us do this work without guilt attached. I think this job would be a lot harder for me if I didn't have you as my partner to make me feel like my work was valuable and it was worth leaving the kids and leaving you for. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks for being a great example for other men. You know, one of the questions we had was, and not that we don't answer it now, but that how hard it is as women are gaining their power, it seems like, in this time, that it's been hard for a lot of men dealing with that. And you're a great example of this new future of men who are, you know, supporting their wives, encouraging them to go out and grab the world by the balls.
Yeah. And I would say, don't be afraid to fight with your partner. Mm. You know, there's something like we fight a lot because it's things that we're passionate about, you know?
Yeah.
Don't be, if you're standing on solid ground, don't be afraid to rock the
boat.
Good
point. Standing
on solid ground. And if you're not standing on solid ground in your partnership, then, you know, there's probably other things you need to look at there. But I feel like we fight all the time and it's not scary to us because it's things that we believe in and we're passionate about. And I'm not afraid of what's going to happen to our relationship. And so I think like just, I think honesty is so important in our relationship too. So
yeah, absolutely. Honesty and the space to express your mind.
Communication.
Done respectfully, even though it might be loud and passionate. I think it's helped us work through a number of issues where, you know, again, we could express ourselves in an honest manner.
Yeah. And I think just feeling like this is how it feels to find my voice and to push back against, you know, whatever. I think that's helpful. I think that's healthy.
And it's well, safe. It's safe
and we challenge each other on a lot of those points. And so it helps us better formulate like what we're actually trying to say and share with the world.
And yes, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Gives you direction.
Well, we passed that baby off quite a long time ago, so I better go grab her.
Yeah. Thank you all for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Rob, for coming in and dealing with us.
Taking some time away from your busy schedule, changing the world, to come on to Mind Body Stuff.
Mind Body Stuff.
Just another meeting.
Well, and we're looking forward to Ula Bits next
Ula Bits.
Week.
Ula Bits.
I believe after the immediate feedback, Bits of Ula.
Bits of Ula.
Bits of Ula.
Rob Lindner. Bye.